Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The National Milk Producers Federation, Senior Vice President of Member Services and Governance, Chris Galen, says they are reminding Congress and USDA that milk is an important part of the USDA dietary guidelines.
The whole argument we've had in the past decade over concerns with plant-based fake milks is that people, milk, oat milk, oat milk, rice milk, soy milk, almond milk, it's all the same, and it's just as good as real milk. And we know that's not the case. They don't have that consistent nutritional pattern. And previously, the dietary guidelines acknowledge that, but we just have to keep making certain that when the federal government comes out with this latest version of guidelines, that they understand that that's still got to be the message, that not all milks are created equal, not all plant-based beverages are milk.
It's important because Galen says there are human health consequences for young people and kids. And as for dairy prices?
Well, they're certainly better than they were a year ago. The margins are good to the point where the government's dairy margin coverage program is not kicking in. I think the big question will have to be answered maybe in the next 40 to 60 days, which is what's the harvest look like in the Corn Belt and soybeans as well? Are we going to see a run-up in feed costs, or will they continue to moderate, which is sort of where they are now?
Chris Galen with the National Milk Producers Federation. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.